this year the focus has been on the industrial park and the history of the industrial park, which is on the west side of the pond, right across from where Gorham used to be. And this area used to be a wonderful neighborhood that was bulldozed in 1962 as part of the Providence Redevelopment Agency's efforts to bring more jobs to Providence. And they selected that neighborhood, which was then known as West Elmwood, or familiarly, the Across the Tracks neighborhood, because it was south of train tracks that run along Huntington Avenue. And then it was also bordered, of course, by the pond. And in order to get to this community, you sort of went across the tracks or over the bridge. And it was a wonderful neighborhood. And we've through oral history and community memory class that I co-taught at Brown and have for the last three semesters. But this semester, we really focused on interviewing people who used to live in that neighborhood. So we got a really rich image and sense of what that neighborhood was like. It was one of the first integrated neighborhoods in Providence. And some of my students interviewed people who used to live there. One of the main things that many of them talk about is how they used to be able to eat their way through the neighborhood because there were so many fruit trees and many people had gardens. And it was a pretty rural area. So we're sort of commemorating the history of that neighborhood there in the procession this year with a shadow puppet theater performance by Alvarez High School students working with puppeteer Dan Butterworth. Those students listened to a couple of people who used to live in that neighborhood as they came into their classroom and explained what it used to be like. And many of those students sort of envied what that neighborhood was like because they don't feel safe to go out and play. And they didn't as kids, like these two men were telling us about was their experience as children. And they felt that that old neighborhood, neighbors knew each other and bonded, and they feel like their neighbors they don't know their neighbors that well, and they sort of envied that old neighborhood. And also the industrial park, if you look at a heat map, an environmental heat map, you can see that the industrial park with all its impervious surface is one of the hottest areas in Providence. And so we're trying to draw attention to that too in terms of really thinking about what makes a healthy area, what makes a healthy neighborhood, and hopefully the past can inspire the future.